Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to in over 50 countries. My name is Richard Herron and I am your presenter. In the Talking Cybersecurity podcast, expect to hear all things related to the cybersecurity industry, whether that's getting your first job, interviews, board reports, data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, or conferences. None of the opinions expressed on this podcast by myself or guests are necessarily reflective of the opinions of the organisations we represent. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I use Pixabay for most of the music heard on this podcast. Ni hao, and welcome to episode 65. In Talking Cybersecurity this week, we're going through a bit of a primer on artificial intelligence. We've all heard the acronym AI, but what does it mean? What are the advantages, disadvantages, etc.? While we do this episode, it is kind of lightning and thundering outside, so apologies if you hear any of that noise. But first, there's been some great security get-togethers of recent weeks. I would have loved to have found my way to Canberra for ACES CyberCon held, I think it was March 25 to 27th, something like that. I know it was the last week of March anyway, and I heard absolutely great things about it, and I think most, if not all, talks covered today's topic, AI. Personally, I found the admittance fee, I think it was something like $900, a little bit steep when compared to the yearly Melbourne CyberCon, But when you look at $900 spent over 3 days, that only equates to $300 a day compared to a training course 20, 25 years ago, which they were like about $2,000 a day to learn Excel. So $300 a day is an absolute steal to attend something like CyberCon in Canberra. I also heard from numerous people that because there was a reduced number of speakers at Canberra CyberCon, the quality of speakers was so much better collectively than, say, the Melbourne CyberCon. And with only a small choice between concurrent sessions, they tended to make the right decision for themselves when they chose their desired session. Methinks I will attend Canberra CyberCon next year, or even Perth CyberCon, as I do have some sort of affinity to Perth. For some reason, I just love it when I'm there. I don't know whether it's the temperature, the vibe, or whatever it is, but I really like the feeling of Perth. Maybe it's a past life experience, who knows. I also missed the 6 Degrees Security Conference held in Melbourne on March 27 last week. I attended that last year and covered that in this podcast. I actually had a ticket to attend, but a last minute get-together superseded that idea. Having said that, I really enjoyed the last minute get-together I attended and the dinner that followed. There's nothing like the feeling of working together in a group, all giving each other an opportunity to speak without major judgment. I'm looking forward to working more with that group in the future. SOZO Melbourne is also coming up in a couple of months. Don't forget about that one. I really, really like SOZO Melbourne, and I covered it again last year in the podcast. It'd be great to catch up with a few people there. And Nigel, if you're listening, sure you are, let's have that cup of coffee within the next few weeks. I have a feeling my life is going to get a whole lot busier in a month or so. Now, I've mentioned before I moved houses recently. It was in the last fortnight. Yikes, it is not something I overly enjoy, although it was good to catch up with my family on Saturday night at the new place, and that's where I'm recording this podcast episode, in the new place. I think Tony the dog is a bit out of sorts though. Hopefully he's not in the sunset of his life, although he is approximately 14 years of age, which in dog years apparently equates to being about 98 years of age. Alrighty then, onto the episode on artificial intelligence. In this episode, I'll cover what AI is, its advantages, disadvantages, and I'm also going to make mention of the EU Artificial Intelligence Act that was approved this year, very recently, in fact. Please note, I've cheated just a little bit, actually probably quite a lot, using AI itself to tell me about artificial intelligence. Because of my house move and some other moves I'm in the middle of, I just haven't had time to interview people. However, we should have a few interviews coming up in the next few weeks. You will see an episode on credential stuffing hopefully next week. Okay, let's jump into AI's response to itself. So I asked one or more AI engines these questions, and this is what it came up with. So I asked it, so what is artificial intelligence? At its core, AI refers to the ability of computers or robots to perform tasks associated with intelligent beings. Think of it as the digital offspring of human cognition. But what makes AI tick? And then it lists some human-like abilities, and I'll just stop there. You will have experienced ChatGPT-4. How good is that when you say to it, I'll make this up, I need to do a presentation tomorrow on credential stuffing, say. Please tell me what it is, the advantages, disadvantages, and the future, or how to protect against credential stuffing, and it will produce you a presentation. Now, you may need to, and you will need to, edit such a presentation, but it really gives you probably 80 to 85% of the information that you're after. So let's get back to AI and let's hear what it talks about with respect to human-like abilities. AI mimics human cognitive functions. Reasoning. It can deduce, infer, and make logical decisions. Problem solving. AI tackles complex puzzles, from chess moves to optimizing supply chains. Learning from experience. Machine learning algorithms adapt based on data, just like we learn from our own experiences. Complexity and limitations. While AI has made incredible strides, it's not yet as flexible as the human mind. It lacks common sense, intuition, and the ability to appreciate a good cup of coffee. Geez, AI is trying to get a bit human with me here, isn't it? I might read that again. It lacks common sense, intuition, and the ability to appreciate a good cup of coffee. Yeah, I guess it does. But hey, we're working on it, says AI. Now, a brief history of AI from Turing to Transformers. Let's hop into our AI-powered time machine. So the 1940s was seen as the digital dawn. Digital computers emerge, demonstrating complex tasks like mathematical proofs and chess moves. Alan Turing, the brilliant British mathematician, lays the groundwork for AI with his Turing machine. Now, they referred to that as digital computers. I'm thinking they probably weren't digital as we know it, but maybe they were. The 1950s, the birth of the term artificial intelligence. The term artificial intelligence is coined at a workshop in Dartmouth College. Optimism abounds. Researchers envision machines that can think, learn, and maybe even appreciate abstract art. AI then talks about today. AI is everywhere. AI powers everything from medical diagnosis to voice recognition. Deep learning models like Transformers process vast amounts of data, making Siri and Alexa sound smarter than ever. Positive impact. AI as our digital sidekick. Automation and efficiency. AI streamlines processes, making businesses more efficient. Imagine a world where mundane tasks are handled by bots, leaving us more time for creativity and cat videos. Geez, I tell you what, AI is on its game today, isn't it? I don't think I've watched a cat video for about 20 years. Anyway, moving on. Healthcare revolution. AI aids in diagnostics, drug discovery, and personalized treatment. It's like having a digital doctor house who never gets tired or grumpy. Fair enough. Predictive analytics. AI enhances decision-making across industries, stock market predictions, weather forecasts, and personalized Netflix recommendations owe a nod to AI. Thank you, AI. Innovation accelerator. AI fuels breakthroughs in robotics, self-driving cars, and even creative writing. So it does. Yes, I wrote this paragraph, but don't worry, I won't replace you on the podcast. That's AI talking to me. Geez, I better be careful what I say around AI. Job displacement. AI may replace certain jobs, leading to unemployment. But fear not, we'll need AI therapists to console us. Tell you what, AI is really trying to be funny with me today, isn't it? Bias and ethical quandaries. AI systems can inherit biases from their training data. Who's accountable when AI makes decisions? Lawyers? Start specialising in robot law. AI in the workplace. Humans and bots unite. Productivity boost. AI automates repetitive tasks, freeing up human potential. Now we can focus on what truly matters. Reskilling and adaptation. Workers need to embrace new roles alongside AI. Collaboration, not competition. Humans and AI can complement each other. Conclusion. The AI odyssey continues. Artificial intelligence is our present and future. Let's embrace it thoughtfully, ensuring it benefits humanity. So that was some pretty basic information about artificial intelligence. Now, I had heard about this European Union Artificial Intelligence Act. So I asked AI all about it. And this is what it told me about the EU Artificial Intelligence Act. And there's quite a bit about this on LinkedIn. And if you're a security person, it would be well worth knowing this. The EU AI Act represents a pioneering effort to establish a robust legal framework for artificial intelligence. Its primary goal is to strike a balance between fostering innovation and safeguarding fundamental human rights. Let's delve into the key aspects of the groundbreaking legislation. Scope and applicability. The AI Act applies to both public and private entities that develop, deploy, or use AI systems within the EU. Note that's the EU, not Australia, but the EU. It covers a wide range of AI applications, including machine learning models, natural learning processing, and robotics. Prohibited practices. The Act explicitly prohibits certain practices. Biometric mass surveillance. Governments are barred from using AI for mass surveillance based on biometric data. Social scoring. Employing AI to create social credit scores is forbidden. Das ist verboten. Manipulative AI. Systems designed to manipulate human behavior are not allowed. Risk categories. The legislation categorizes AI systems based on risk. Unacceptable risk. Systems posing a high risk, e.g. critical infrastructure, healthcare, must undergo rigorous assessment and certification. High risk. AI used in areas like employment, education, and law enforcement falls into this category. And I'm pretty sure they're already using AI for employment, well, in Australia anyway, certainly education. Limited risk, lower risk applications, e.g. chatbots, video games, have fewer requirements. Transparency and accountability. Developers must provide clear documentation about AI systems, functionality, limitations, and potential biases. Users should be informed when interacting with AI systems. Data quality and bias mitigation. Training data must be representative and unbiased. Regular audits are necessary to detect and rectify biases. Human oversight. High-risk AI systems require human oversight. Emergency off switches must be available. Certification and testing. Independent bodies will certify high-risk AI systems. Conformity assessments ensure compliance. Penalties. Non-compliance can result in substantial fines. Violations of fundamental rights may lead to criminal penalties. And number 9, international cooperation. The EU aims to collaborate with other countries on AI regulation. Harmonisation of global standards is crucial. So you may want to just listen to what about the last 3 or so minutes about this act, because it sounds like it could well be heading our way. So in conclusion, AI tells me the EU AI Act sets a precedent for responsible AI development and usage. By prioritising human rights and accountability, Europe leads the way in shaping a future where AI benefits society without compromising our values. In summary, this landmark legislation ensures that AI serves humanity while respecting our fundamental rights and values. It's a significant step towards a more ethical and transparent AI landscape. So then I asked our friend AI, I said to it, can you give me some advantages and disadvantages of this legislation? This is what it told me. It gave me 5 advantages and 5 disadvantages. So it said, under advantages, responsible AI development, the Act promotes ethical AI practices, ensuring that AI systems prioritise human rights and safety. Clear guidelines, developers receive clear guidelines on transparency, accountability, and bias mitigation. Risk assessment, high-risk AI systems undergo rigorous assessment and certification. Human oversight, high-risk systems require human oversight and emergency off switches. Harmonisation, the EU aims to collaborate with other countries for harmonised AI standards. Keep an eye out for that one. I think this could be heading our way. Disadvantages. Stifling innovation. Some argue that the Act's strict rules may hinder innovation and technological progress. Ambiguity. Certain terms lack precise definitions, leading to potential legal challenges. Enforcement challenges. Implementing and enforcing the Act across diverse applications is complex. Global impact uncertainty. The Act's impact on global AI regulation remains uncertain. And it does, but I'm sure it's heading our way in one shape, form or another. Balance between regulation and innovation. Striking the right balance is challenging. An AI tells me, remember that these points represent a summary and the actual legislation contains more nuanced details. The Act aims to strike a balance between regulation and innovation while safeguarding fundamental rights. Okay, well, that's about it for this episode on AI. So I want to first thank AI for helping me with those points. And obviously, I want to thank you for listening as per usual. That certainly wraps up another episode. I thought it'd go for about 5 minutes, but it looks like this episode will probably go for 18 to 20 minutes. I do hope to interview some more people for the next podcast. As I explained earlier in this episode, it's just been an absolute extraordinary couple of months for me. It really has. Happy to have a conversation with someone at a security get-together or over a cup of coffee about some of the things I've been through, but yeah, it's been a tough couple of months. Alrighty then. Hey, by the way, can you believe it? It is now April. So a quarter of the calendar year has already gone. I wonder whether you've even written up your yearly objectives. Because I tell you what, we've got, April, May, June, 3 months left, and you're probably going to be doing another performance appraisal. Anyways, time to go, my friends, time to go. Until next week, in which I really hope we have an interview. Until next week, it's bye from me. And I hope to bump into you one way or another. See you later. Bye.